Underuse value farm property taxes are based on use, not development potential or zoning designation. For example, any land where corn is planted qualifies. Farm Bureau says taxes are less than $4 an acre, compared to $85 an acre for land not under use value. The change Senate Democrats tried to make involved eliminating the property tax break for land zoned residential, commercial, or industrial, rather than agricultural. Farm Bureau spokesperson Casey Langan admits the change would have stopped a company like Gander Mountain from getting around a $50,000 tax break just for planting crops next to a store in Eau Claire.
The scary part of this budget provision was that they were taking aim at developers who might have that cornfield next to a Gander Mountain, but instead they were hitting family farmers. We had a dairy farmer member in Brown County. He's not a developer, but for whatever reason, his town had zoned his entire 700-acre farm as rural residential. His property taxes would have gone up $60,000.
Langan estimates 1 million of the state's 12 million acres of farmland would have been affected. And they should be, says Ed Huck, the director of the Alliance of Wisconsin Cities, because he says the law is unfair.
Rural residential is really a code for I'm going to subdivide my land and build houses on it.
Huck says now, after some new scrutiny of the law, he expects legislation to tighten up the qualifications, since property taxes not paid under use value have to be made up by other taxpayers in the state. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.